Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is Lane Moore. She's an award-winning comedian, writer, actor, and musician. She's the former sex and relationships editor at Cosmopolitan magazine. Her new book, You Will Find Your People, How to Make Meaningful Relationships as an Adult, is a funny guidebook about the awkward, painful, and at times exhilarating journey of learning to find, build, and keep best friendships in adulthood. Welcome to the show, Lane.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And what an interesting subject. Why did you decide to write about adult friendships?
Yeah, so my first book was actually called How to Be Alone If You Want To and Even If You Don't. And it went all through, you know, loneliness and struggling to find community and not really having it and how painful that is, but also how you can even find some peace in that, something wonderful about being alone and really learn how to be alone with yourself. But then once you do that, once I did that, you want to find those meaningful friendships. You want to find community now that you know better, now that you're more comfortable with yourself. But then when I started doing that, I realized, oh, this is its own whole process. Making friends as an adult is so much harder than we talk about it being.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it? And it is important, I think, to go back to the being on your own and understanding that you're, or being able to be okay in your own company instead of needing other people in order to feel happy and okay.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's two sides of it, because there's, you want to be okay enough with being alone so that you're not coming at friendships from this place where you're settling for toxic friends, you are attracting the wrong people, you're entertaining the wrong friends. But at the same time, I also wanted to write this book about how hard it is to just tell yourself you don't need anybody. Of course we need people. We need each other. We need community now more than ever. And so I wanted to, yes, write a guidebook for how to do that, that we never got. I wish I'd gotten sooner, but also to hold space for how many of us are rightly really frustrated that we don't have more support in our lives.
Yeah. And the expression finding your people, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, so often in so many of our friendships, we're going for people who like us. Oh, you like me. Great. We'll be friends. And we're not really screening, at least for me, that's something I've struggled with, where I'm not really screening them to go, oh, well, are you my people? It's so great that I'm your person, but so many of us are still, you know, we want to be liked. And so, or maybe we have a friendship that's gone, that's been around for a really long time. And then we tell ourselves, oh, this is enough. I have it figured out, but we still don't feel that good in our friendships. Something is still missing. And I really feel like those are not your people, but it's so hard because we want to, we don't want to settle, but we kind of do settle because we're like, well, these are the people I have. I have to make do with that. And, you know, I encourage people to do as much work as you can on your friendships. I don't think we work on our friendships enough, but I also think that so many of us are doing too much work on our friendships, and maybe those aren't your people, and your people should be friends that make it feel pretty easy.
Yeah, friendship should be easy. There shouldn't be a whole kind of list of complaints.
No, shouldn't exactly.
Be, oh, they're really nice, but I hate it when they do that. And they're so annoying the way they do that. And they never do that. Right. And if you're doing that, then maybe it's not right.
Right. Maybe those aren't your people. And then that brings up a whole other thing, because then I wanted to talk about friendship breakups, which we never talk about. Because, and I think that's one of the things that keeps us stuck with the wrong people, keeps us stuck in the wrong friendships, because we don't want to break up with a friend. That's unheard of. We're not supposed to do it. But, you know, I really wanted to encourage people to not settle. If your friendships aren't making you happy, if you're more frustrated than you are really, really joyful in your friendships, it's okay to hold out for who actually are your people.
Yeah. I think friendships could easily be viewed in a similar way as romantic relationships, in that they don't always last forever. You know, romantic relationships can break down for so many reasons, and therefore so can friendships.
Exactly. There's a whole chapter in this book called Friendships Are Relationships, and it's encouraging people to treat your friendships much more the way we treat romantic relationships. Because, you know, with romantic relationships, we understand that it takes work. We understand that it takes communication. We understand that it might not work and you might have to break up with them. But with friendships, we look at it like, oh, it should be really easy. You never communicate your feelings and you stay in it forever. That's a recipe for disaster in any relationship. So I really want people to exactly reframe the way we look at our friendships and start to see them similarly to the way that we view romantic relationships, where, yeah, it might actually take more work than we thought. It might take more communication than we thought. And then if it's not working, it's okay to leave, which really feels revolutionary for so many of us.
Yeah. Something that you see a lot of online now is, which is great to see, women supporting women and women really, you know, bigging up their female friends. And that should be such a normal, obvious thing to do. But we don't always see it as women. And that can definitely be a red flag. You know, you'd want and expect and hope that your friends would be, you know, singing your praises both publicly and behind your back. And also, you know, if you've written a book, you'd want your friends to go, oh, buy my friend's book. She's great. It's a great read. You know, you'd want that kind of support and encouragement from your friends. And if it's not there, then that's definitely something to think about.
It is. And then, you know, it brings up so many of us, instead of looking that just as, oh, this is a red flag, this is something to note, we just kind of ignore it and we tell ourselves, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe I'm being negative. And, you know, we kind of talk ourselves out of it. And I think that's something that's so common in our friendships, again, because we don't tell people that they can end friendships. We don't tell people that just because you're friends right now doesn't mean that this is supposed to be a friendship that lasts forever. Maybe it's not suiting you anymore. So we kind of make all these excuses, or we tell ourselves we need less than we need in our friendships. I've done it many times where I've been like, I can settle for this. This is fine. I'm not, never mind. You know, we limit ourselves in the way we might not necessarily in a romantic relationship, where it'd be so much easier to say, what? You didn't do that? That's unacceptable. That's unacceptable for a partner. Like, we're able to see it so much more. Mm. And I want people to see it in your friendships too.
Definitely. I think the way with relationships, you know, we see on film romantic comedies, and, you know, this white knight appearing and doing the most romantic gestures. And, you know, we grow up and we think, oh yeah, that's what love is. And that I want a man that does that. And we all know that that's not always as realistic and common as we'd like to think. And it's the same with friendships. I think we see a lot of friendships on film as well, where we see groups of four women that have been friends since they were at primary school, and they've been friends throughout their whole lives and have been each other's bridesmaids and supported each other through thick and thin. And we think, oh yeah, that's what we're all supposed to have. And it just doesn't happen like that.
No. And so, you know, so much of this book was me referencing these pop culture touchstones of, you know, growing up watching Sex and the City and Living Single and Friends and Broad City and all of these things that showed me, you know, this is what your friendships will look like when you're older. And then you get to be an adult and you're like, my friendships don't look like that at all. I see my friends maybe once every couple of months in some cases, you know, if I'm lucky, if you don't live super close to everybody. There's all these different, some people are lucky enough to have that, but I think so many of us, we watch these TV shows and we're like, I don't live with all my friends in one apartment. I don't see them every single day for brunch. And we all have time to do that at 12 p.m. It's just, these expectations have been so high. And then so many of us are realizing that we don't have that. And there's so much shame that can be felt around that. Why don't I have that? Why haven't I been able to be a successful adult and have this? And so much of what I want this book to be is something that allows people to say, hey, it's not just you. It's not just you who's watching these TV shows and saying, uh-oh, I think I missed the deadline for that. Because I felt that way for a really long time. I was like, maybe everybody else is having that. I met them all when I was 5 years old and it's been perfect. And I'm not. But I know, you know, from writing this book and talking to so many people, that there are a lot of us out there who are feeling like, you know, we're holding ourselves up to a standard that might not even exist.
Yeah. I think it's much easier as well to make new friends, if that's something you want to do, by doing different activities and meeting kind of like-minded people, whether that's joining a book club, joining an exercise class, so many different things that you can do where you're likely to meet like-minded people. And if you get on well with them, you know, it's perfectly normal after meeting them a few times to say, hey, do you want to grab a coffee or whatever, and taking the possible friendship to the next level, as it were.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I also encourage people on the other end, too. I think sometimes we can take it to a degree where that can feel like a lot of pressure. You know, I know that a lot of the classic advice that people give about friendships tends to be very, very active and very outside of yourself. Like, make sure to, you know, do this and join this and do this. And I actually, in this book, so much of what I wanted to do kind of went against a lot of what I had heard about that, because sometimes people can make it like a full-time job. Like, oh, it's my job now. I have to go and join this group and join this group. And I think that's actually not the right way to look at it. You know, it should be fun. It should be something that feels comfortable for you. That's not comfortable for everybody. I don't want to, you know, join 5 new clubs and do, you know, that's so unrealistic for so many of us. So I wanted to encourage people that, yeah, if that works for them, do more of that, of course. But also the other side of it, which is maybe you need to take a look at who you are and what you want. Maybe take a break from that. Because I think sometimes, even though that can be good advice for some, that's really daunting for other people to be like, go out and meet a bunch of people and hopefully they're, you know, the pressure you put on yourself. It's like with dating, you know, people are like, if you want a great relationship, you have to go on 5 dates a week. And I'm like, whoa. Some of us don't want to do that. So, you know, to have that kind of gentleness and realize maybe it's not, you know, and the only reason I say that is because I think there's the potential to do that in a way where you feel like you're broken and you need to be fixed. I've got to go out and make these friends. Otherwise, I'm broken and I've failed. And I just don't believe that. And so, and I know a lot of us are really exhausted from that. And so I really wanted to encourage people who feel overwhelmed by that to say, it's okay to take a break and just have more openness in your day-to-day life to meet people where they already are. If they don't want to go out of their, you know, wildly out of their comfort zone, that's okay. Maybe the next time you have a really nice conversation, see if there's an opening there, you know, to treat it less like a, like homework or something.
Yeah, no, it's true, isn't it? Everybody's different and everybody feels comfortable or not in different circumstances.
Yeah, and I tend to be more introverted, even though I'm a, you know, comedian and performer. I still am fairly introverted, and also so few, you know, so many of us have really busy schedules and it can be really hard to open that up. So I really encourage people to just, you know, obviously there's a long list of things in the book, but, you know, see what you can fix in your current friendships. Maybe there's some of your current friendships have the potential to be your people, but there needs a little more communication. There needs a little bit more care put into them. Sometimes, you know, we think it's everybody but us, and sometimes it is, you know, but sometimes we have to sit there and go, okay, well, what can I do also? What can I, you know, do to make this friendship a little bit better? And then if that friend doesn't respond to that, we go, okay, at least I know I tried.
Yeah, definitely. And you talk about in the book is accepting the friendships that we know we deserve. And again, that reminded me of thinking of relationships in the same way. You know, you'd think that you deserve to have a good partner who treats you well. And certainly if your friend was going through a tough time in a relationship and their partner wasn't nice to them, you'd be giving them advice saying, oh, you deserve so much more. You know, you deserve someone who treats you right. You'd give them that advice if it was a relationship. So again, it's the same for a friendship, isn't it?
It should be. And, you know, but it's there's still so much of a taboo around friendship breakups. And again, this idea that, you know, I also talk in the book about being friends with your family and how challenging that is, because we view friendships and familial relationships in the same way, where it's like, these are the people you're stuck with. You either, you know, got them at birth or you chose them at some point and you can't leave and you have to kind of put up with whatever. And I don't agree with that at all. No. You know, you have to. Two people need to be treating each other well. And, you know, whether it is a family member or a longtime friend, if that is no longer happening, if you are really miserable in this and you have tried to talk to them about this a lot of times and they don't care how you feel, it is okay to leave. And, you know, it's not that it's not scary. It is scary. But I think so many of us need that reminder that, like with a romantic relationship, you know, you wouldn't you wouldn't encourage somebody to stay in something where they weren't feeling seen, they weren't feeling safe, they weren't feeling good. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say like, well, it's your boyfriend, what are you going to do? Like, you wouldn't, but we say that with friends and we say that with family. Like, well, it's your friends, they're your family. There's nothing you can, yes, there is something you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We life's too short to be in miserable relationships or friend, right. Whatever
what
the friendships.
Are we doing this for? What points are we getting by staying in these four? Like, we're not, you know, and it's one of the things I've had to learn too, where, you know, sometimes I thought, oh, I'm winning at friendship because my friend is really happy. And then I looked at it and I was like, but I'm miserable. How is this a good relationship? But I think so many of us feel that way where we're like, this person's really happy with me. And I'm like, yeah, but are they happy with me because I'm giving them everything they want and I'm not asking for what I need? That's not what a good relationship is.
Yeah, it needs to be two ways.
Yeah. And some of that is realizing, you know, some of that is on your friends sometimes. And then some of that is your responsibility to sit there and say, wow, okay, why am I okay with a friendship that's like that? Why am I not feeling like it's okay to take up space and ask for what I need, you know?
It can be the other way around as well. You can realize that it's always the other person making the effort and wanting to get together and stuff. And if you realize that it's not you and it's never you, why is that?
And that's such a thing that I talk about in the book, because that feels so that feels so awful when you're like, I keep putting in all this effort and I this person seems receptive and it seems like they want to be friends, but, you know, they're never asking me if I want to do anything. They're never, you know, I'm always the one who I feel like I'm chasing my friend around, and that feels so horrible. I think a lot of us have that where we think we found our people. We're like, this person's definitely my person. And then there's still something that can come up. So, you know, and that's really why I wanted to talk about all these things, because the way that we talk about friendships, we talk about it like it's easy. We talk about it like we're still 6 years old. You meet someone, you like them, they like you. It's not that simple anymore. It's really not. You can have these things like this where you're like, oh, I'm so close. We like each other so much, but I'm chasing their schedule around. They're not making time for me. And it doesn't even mean that person's bad. It's just like, okay, they're not my person right now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And what I think a lot of people will be able to relate to in a really positive way is when you are really good friends with people, whether they live in a different country or you've just got really busy schedules, when you do get together, however long it's been, it's great. And it's like you were with them yesterday and everything just kind of falls into place and there's no, oh, I haven't heard from you in ages, or where were you? Or, you know, there's no judgment. There's just, oh, how have you been? What have you been up to? And you just catch up and it's lovely.
It's the best. It's like, if even thinking about it, I get chills, because that is such a full acceptance of another person. And you're both in that moment realizing like, yeah, if we lived closer to each other, if we had more time, if I wasn't going through a bunch of personal stuff, you weren't going through a bunch of personal stuff. That's, I think, the thing too. You know, again, we have this idea that friends should talk this amount and they should see each other this amount or else it doesn't count. These rigid rules. And, you know, yeah, that would be ideal. But so many of us are, you know, we're navigating our own things. And I really relish those moments. And it's hard to not have those moments and think, oh, I wish we could do this every day. I wish we could do this a lot more. But what I want to encourage people to do is find the beauty in those moments, that if there's any moments in this lifetime where you're able to truly connect with somebody, truly feel like you have that sense of community, even if it's not exactly as much as you want or exactly the way that you want it, you have to appreciate that. It makes life so much better, you know, than just wishing it was the way it's supposed to be, quote
unquote. Yeah. Definitely. Well, it's been lovely chatting with you, Lane Moore. Thank you so much for joining us. And if listeners want to get a copy of the book, it's called You Will Find Your People, How to Make Meaningful Friendships as an Adult. It's available on our website, tre.radio. Lane Moore, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.